Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, man, put a smile on your face, Royals fans. Enjoy this one. Royals win. They take the finale in Seattle. They earn a split of this four-game series with the Mariners. Final score, good guys 3, M's 2. A lot to talk about after this one. Let me give you the phone number right out of the gate. Same number as our text line, 913-586-7965 if you want to get involved. 913-586-7965. Listen, if this thing is going to get turned around, it's going to take a while, no doubt about it. Royals, even following the split in Seattle, they remain where they were when they went to Seattle, 6 games below 500. If this thing is going to get any better, if this thing is going to be turned around at some point this season, it begins with the Stars. It's always began with the starters, with the Stars, not just the starters. We'll get to Seth Lugo. But if this thing's going to get any better post-All-Star break, heading into the All-Star break, if the Royals are going to make a statement heading into the Midsummer Classic with 3 in the desert against the Diamondbacks, hopefully beating up on the Pirates at home, and hopefully continuing to add to the misery of Mets fans prior to the All-Star break. Royals have 9 games to go before they hit the All-Star break. And if it is going to turn around, it without question begins with the Stars. Not with the trade deadline that is now less than 4 weeks away. No, any sort of turnaround begins with the guys that have disappointed so this season. They did anything but disappoint tonight. Your biggest stars were just that. Beginning with the great Bobby Witt Jr. He drives in the game-tying run, scores the game-winning run, and steals the biggest base in a long time for this offense, and makes one of the prettiest slides you're ever going to see. Bobby Witt Jr. was, without question, the best baseball player on the field tonight. It was one of those games where even if you didn't know the sport, if you're an alien from another planet and you descend on T-Mobile Park in Seattle, you sit down and you start to watch this game, it would have been abundantly clear to that alien by the end of this one that number 7 in blue is the best. Bobby was certainly that tonight, but it was more than just the biggest star. It was all the stars. Vinny drives in two with men in scoring position. Exactly what we've been waiting for all season. Now, doing it once, having a nice little run here for Vin is encouraging, sure. But like I mentioned, if this thing is going to turn around, it's going to take a while. But it starts with the stars. It's now three straight games we've seen Bobby performing like a star. Vinny performing like a star. Salvi performing like a star. Salvi with his 23rd double on the season. That is third most in Major League Baseball. Salvi also with a great defensive play. A classic Salvi dribbler in front of the dish. Grinds it into the ground and in one fluid motion spins and throws a strike to first. Salvi, Vinny, Bobby. Now, Salvi, there is slight concern as he left this game because of calf tightness in his left calf. Anytime a 35-year-old is banged up in the real world, it's an issue, let alone a catcher in professional baseball. So we'll keep an eye on that as the boys hop aboard the bird set for the desert. Again, a three-game series against the Diamondbacks begins Friday night, 8:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 7:30. So obviously any sort of a turnaround for this team, for this offense, begins with Bobby, Vinny, Salvi. Salvi, Vinny, Bobby, however you say it. They've become a, like I mentioned on the On Deck Show, it's a lot like the alphabet. Elemento, just kind of go together. You just say it as one word, elemento. That's what Bobby, Vinny, Salvi has turned into. When you're talking about the issues for this team, it begins with Salvi, Vinny, Bobby. When you're talking about what's been encouraging over the course of this West Coast road trip, it begins with the stars, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Now, the biggest star of the game, and to me, the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, is Seth Lugo. Royals haven't had a quality start in more than a week, the longest drought of the season. And then Seth Lugo shows up and puts together 6 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. That's a big money star right there. An all-star from a season ago. Seth Lugo, since the start of the month of June, has made 6 starts, has an ERA of 1.29 with 38 strikeouts and 35 innings of work. So Seth Lugo gets the job done. He picks up the win. And then the big money guy at the back end of the bullpen, Carlos Estevez, just simply does the job. Your manager needs 4 outs. You're given a 2-run lead, do the job. Carlos Estevez did the job, and the Royals earn a split in Seattle. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Listen, I'm not going to focus all that much on how many opportunities were gift-wrapped for this Royals offense. I'm really not interested in talking about the persistence of this Mariners pitching staff, this Mariners defense, to assure that the Royals have endless opportunities to score. Now, I'm not going to make this about Seattle because I've watched this Royals offense fumble those opportunities way too often this season. Nice to see the boys capitalize there in that 3-run game-changing 7th inning. All right, let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Spencer in Shawnee, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
What's up, Varun? How you been, man?
Doing all right. How are you?
Doing all right, man. As well as I can, as hard as this team has been to watch on offense, same old story every night. I got one question for you. Why does Zumwalt still have a job?
Yeah, because his bosses deem him worthy of that job. Spencer, I appreciate the phone call. To your point, yeah, 3 runs all coming in that 7th inning. And yes, gift wrapped by the reliever Vargas and the reliever Legumina. How do you say that young man's name? Either way, Thanks to those two young men for back-to-back walks with one out and nobody on in the seventh inning. Kyle Isbell's gifted a walk. Yes, by the Mariners reliever, but also the home plate umpire really helping Izzy out. India earned his, and then Bobby and Vinny take care of the rest. They drive in the three runs, and that's all Seth Lugo and this bullpen would need. Royals win 3-2. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We'll take a quick timeout and get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
India third, win at second. And he waits for a 1-1. Here's the pitch. Then he swings and grounds it by the diving first baseman Rayleigh for a base hit. India scores. Witt coming around third. Here's the throw home. He is safe. 2-run score on a base hit to right by Vinny Pasquantino. And the Royals lead it 3-1.
And what a slide from Bobby Witt Jr. He comes streaking around third. The throw beat him to the plate. He slid in feet first, picked up his left arm around Cal Raleigh's tag attempt, and then slapped home plate with his right hand. It was a swim move around home plate. That's an incredible slide.
Oh, just an incredible call. Man, just great job. Steve Stewart, Jake Eisenberg. A terrific duo on the Royals Radio Network. Wow, what an amazing moment. An amazing slide by an amazing player, Bobby Witt Jr., scoring on Vinny Pasquantino's one-out, two-run single. Put the Royals up 3-1. They would win this game 3-2, earn a split of a four-game set in Seattle, and the text line is abuzz about Bobby's slide. Raj in the Ozarks says it's spectacular athleticism. A lot of love for Bobby. From Nick in Shawnee, what do you say about that slide from Bobby? How about we take the W and enjoy this one, says Nick from Shawnee. Text line's open for you, 913-586-7965. Without question, that was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. Brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. Royals win 3-2. If you missed the game, Royals trailed. In the fourth inning, as Jorge Polanco jumps a 1-0 elevated fastball from Seth Lugo, an 89-mile-per-hour piece of cheese from Lugo, Polanco deposits it over the right field wall to put Seattle ahead 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Now, keep in mind, in the top half of the fourth inning, Royals had bases loaded with one out, and they got nothing. Yeah, Salvi popped out to the second baseman, and John Rave hit a hard ground ball to the shortstop. So bases loaded, one out, and they get nothing. So nobody's surprised when Seattle capitalizes in the very next half inning. Polanco's home run made it 1-0 Mariners at the end of four, and that would be our score as we arrive in the seventh inning. In the seventh, Kyle Isbell is gifted a one-out walk as home plate umpire did Izzy a solid. Nonetheless, it's on the Royals to capitalize, right? Umpires have done the Royals plenty of solids in the past, and they've allowed it to slip through their fingers. So after Izzy draws that walk, Jonathan India earns one of his own. And then Bobby Witt Jr. takes a 98-mile-per-hour fastball that's down and in. He takes it to the left center field gap. It drives in Izzy. India goes to third, and the Royals have first and third with one out. Bobby would then steal second base, his 24th stolen base of the season. That's fourth most in Major League Baseball, and Bobby has now ripped a bag in three straight games for the first time this season. So Bobby right there puts himself in scoring position, second and third with one out, and that's when Vinny comes through. Vinny takes a 1-1 cutter that's down and in. He rips it through the right side into right field, and Bobby Witt Jr. with that unbelievable slide scores the third and ultimately game-winning run for the Royals. So it's 3-1 at the end of seven. It would be 3-1 when we arrive to the ninth inning. Carlos Estevez, who recorded the final out of the eighth inning, he comes back out for the ninth. And he faces left-handed hitting Dominic Canzone to lead off the ninth. A 2-2 slider from Estevez is left out over the dish, and Canzone's a lot stronger than I thought he was, because that wasn't necessarily an elevated slider. That was down, sure, out over the dish, but still at the knees of Canzone. But he crushes it 412 feet to dead center field, 107 miles per hour off of the bat. And just like that, it's a one-run game. Estevez would give up a single to Miles Mastroboni, strike out Cole Young for the first out. J.P. Crawford would then come up with a man on first and one out. A six-pitch battle with Estevez ends with a fastball at the top of the zone, right? An elevated fastball to J.P. Crawford, and the lefty just kind of flicks it over Michael Garcia's glove in the left field. So now it's first and second with one out. The game-tying runs on second. The game-winning runs on first, and on the 1-2 offering to Julio Rodriguez, Carlos Estevez uncorks a wild pitch that goes to the backstop, allowing both runners to advance 90 feet. Second and third now, with one out. Oh my gosh, are they really going to gag this away? No. Estevez gets Julio Rodriguez staring at 96 painted on the black, and then he goes after Cal Rowley. With first base open, Estevez goes at Cal Rowley and gets him to ground out for the 27th out of this game. Estevez, his fourth appearance of four-plus outs this season, all four have ended in Royals victories. So, no surprise after the game when on the field, Bobby Witt Jr. being interviewed by Joel Goldberg of FanDuel Sports Network. I guess it's no surprise that they start by talking about Carlos Estevez, who now leads Major League Baseball with 24 saves.
Yeah, he's going up there pitching. He's just doing his job. He's going out there shutting the door. Got a little hairy there at the end, but those moments are made for closers like that, and we got a great closer in Carlos Estevez.
What's going on the mound there in those visits? I mean, he's been there a million times. He's our nail buddy. We're talking about the major league leader in home runs coming to the plate. It's set for a situation like that. What's everybody saying?
Yeah, it's just power versus power. You just got to know what your strengths are, whatever it is, and just be confident up there, and that's what Carlos does.
All right, Ryan has been calling Royals baseball since, like, before you were born. That's usually you on the other side. He says it's might be the best feet-first slide he's ever seen in his life. Take us back through that play and the thought process.
That's just when you go back and you're growing up as a kid playing wiffle ball or whatever it is in the backyard and just out there trying to make something happen. It's just trying to be as athletic as possible, trying to put runs on the board anyhow. And so it wasn't my greatest game, but I was just trying to help any way, any fashion.
You say it's not your greatest game. I know you're 0 for your first three, and it's a different pitcher that time. What are you able to take, even just personally from yourself, slowing down whatever it is from those first three at-bats?
Yeah, you go one pitch at a time and go through the whole entire game, and then after that, and then take it one at-bat at a time, and then just kind of enjoy the moment.
I know it's just one game. It's just one day. You turn the page to tomorrow, but how big was this one?
Yeah, big win, and then happy flight. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, flight to Phoenix. Royals Diamondbacks open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Chase Field. Bobby says it's not my best game. Again, he drove in the game-tying run, scored the game-winning run, passed Adalberto Mondesi for sole possession of 12th on the franchise's all-time stolen base leaderboard, and he also broke a franchise record that has stood for 42 years. Yeah, Hal McRae's road hitting streak now belongs to Bobby Witt Jr., who now owns a 23-game road hitting streak. Bobby batting .320 this season away from Kauffman Stadium. Again, that audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Yeah, Bobby says, not my best game, and he's right. But that just goes to show you how incredible that 25-year-old is. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Jason in Overland Park. Jason, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for everything you've done for us this year. I was wondering if you're open for a genuine conversation about Michael Massey.
Let's hear it.
All right. So if it's okay with you, I got a couple questions after my spiel. That way you can just answer it all at once. So this might come across as a hot take, so hope it's not one of those where I get absolutely roasted. I also hope it hasn't been covered yet.
Let's hear it.
I saw the news come out about Michael Massey's return and how it got pushed back a few days to kind of like just the freak injury and the illness. And it got me thinking, when he comes back, where does he fit? I want to start by saying I personally love Michael to death. I think he's a great guy and a tremendous athlete. If we're talking about the starters, I think we all agree on some of the players that are locked, like Salvi catching, Vinny at first, Bobby at short, Michael at third, Jack in right, Kyle in center. Now, I hate to do this, but I think the Royals have set a new standard for themselves in the fact that they should be all about winning and having the best lineup. I know Michael's the better defensive second baseman than India, but personally, I have a lot more trust in India's bat than I did back in May with him. And for that, I personally, like by a slight hair, would give India the slight edge at second. And then as far as left field, at least what we've seen so far in 2025, I've gained a lot of trust in Drew Waters, and I personally think he's a little better defensively and offensively, at least, like I said, just off of 2025 stats. And even that's with his number slipping a little bit since when he started. I would say Michael has the higher ceiling, though. And then I guess just as far as backups, I was wondering, like, what your thoughts are on John Rave. I know he did really well in Omaha to earn himself a spot, but to think he's part of the future, and I know he with 5 or 6 years of control left, like, so you just let him, like, see how he does.
I got you. Yeah, no, hey, good stuff, Jason. I really appreciate the phone call, buddy. Where does Michael Massey fit when he's healthy? Well, when will he be healthy, right? Like you mentioned, he just had his rehab assignment paused. So, you know, what does the team look like when he's ready? But let's say he's ready tonight. I would much prefer Michael Massey getting those at-bats against right-handed pitchers more so than Drew Waters. I got nothing negative to say about Drew Waters. I got nothing negative to say about John Rave. But neither one of them have the power potential of Michael Massey. Waters can play center field. So if I'm going to bump somebody back to Omaha, it's going to be John Rave. I got nothing negative to say about any of those guys. But to me, Drew Waters is a fourth outfielder at best. Same with John Rave. What is Michael Massey? I think he's a better defender at second base than Jonathan India, so I disagree with you on that. Sure, Waters is a better defender in left field right now than Michael Massey, but Michael Massey's not a left-handed, or excuse me, is not a left fielder. But no. I don't see him coming back and displacing Jonathan India. No, India is your second baseman. Massey's going to have to earn playing time. He needs to hit. And you can't prove that you deserve playing time because you can't hit when you're banged up. And he remains banged up, coming back from that ankle injury. And as Joel Goldberg reported earlier from FanDuel Sports Network, dealing with an illness and was hit by a pitch back on Sunday. Good stuff, Jason. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. 913-586-7965. Royals win 3-2. It's their fifth win all season when trailing after the sixth inning. Yeah, Royals down 1-0 after six. They pull it out. We go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I just want to say happy fourth to you, Vern. And, yeah, like you said, it starts with the big three, Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi. You know, Bobby, obviously, the star of the night. And I just want to say let's keep it going. Let's beat up on the injury-prone Diamondbacks rotation. I just want to hear your thoughts on the Ken Rosenthal article on potentially Brian Reynolds coming to Kansas City. Stay safe out there, 4th of July, Vern.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything but watch baseball. Don't worry about me. What do I make of Ken Rosenthal reporting that the Royals are showing interest in Pirates corner outfielder Brian Reynolds? I'm not a fan of it unless the Royals take on all the money. You know, guys do a lot of money for the next few seasons. And, you know, it's not my money. So, yeah, pay him, whatever. Does he make this team better? Yes, he does. But I wouldn't, if I was J.J. Piccolo, I wouldn't be willing to overpay for Brian Reynolds to offset the financial burden, right? If you're going to say, yeah, we'll take him on, but you need to pay half of his freight. And because we're making you pay half of his contract, here's a better prospect in return. I'm not willing to do that. If John Sherman says, hey, we'll take all that money on, so Pittsburgh, you get some financial relief. But because we're giving you that financial relief, you're not going to get a top flight prospect. You know, we're doing you a favor by taking on all this money. If John Sherman's willing to do that, well then, yeah, I'll definitely sign off on that. Why wouldn't you? Reynolds, 30 years of age, a switch hitter. It's exactly what this team needs, especially hitting. To me, it'd be in that five spot right in front of Jack Caglione, allow Salvador Perez to drop behind Cags in the lineup. But if you're curious about the money, Brian Reynolds, who turns 31 next January. He's due more than $14 million next year, $15 million in 27, $15 in 28, $15 in 2029, and more than $15 million in 2030 when he'll be 35. So no, I'm not interested in that in this market unless John Sherman doesn't care about money the way that most mid-market owners do. So I guess that's a long way of saying no, I'm not a fan of it because I'll be shocked if John Sherman says, yeah, we'll take on $75 million for a guy that is, yes, again, no doubt about it, an upgrade, but a guy that's hitting below league average this season. He's been better than a league average hitter for, I mean, his entire career, but he also just turned 30. So he's waving goodbye to his prime and saying hello to big-time dollar signs. Thanks, but no thanks. Garrett, always nice hearing from you, buddy. Yeah, Bobby was the star of stars, but again, I'll remind you, the Guaranteed Foods player of the game tonight is Seth Lugo. Lugo, 16 starts into his season, an ERA of 2.65. That's top 15 in baseball. So a 2.65 ERA, 16 starts into the season. Last year, he had an ERA of 2.42 at this point in the season. So he becomes the second pitcher in Royals history to put up such a low ERA in back-to-back seasons. Only the great Paul Splittorff did this before, doing so in 1971 and 72. Again, Seth Lugo, tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, and for being named Player of the Game, he and his family will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to the Lugo's home, courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
One out to get in the bottom of the ninth. The Royals are up 3-2. Here's the pitch. Hit on the ground, weakly right side. India scoops it up. Glove flip to Pasquantino. In time for the out. Carlos Estevez retires Cal Raleigh. He strands the potential tying and winning runs in scoring position. And the Royals hang on to beat the Mariners 3-2. A heart-pounding, tense finish to tonight's series finale in the Pacific Northwest. And if you thought you were going to bed anytime soon, guess again.
That's a terrific call. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals trailing at the end of six, in front at the end of seven, and they earn a split of a four-game series in Seattle, taking the finale tonight, 3-2 the final score. Royals now 33-2 this season when leading after seven. Scott in Phoenix, hitting up the text line, still believes that this team can turn things around. He's excited for the team to fly into the Valley of the Sun coming up this weekend. And, yeah, no doubt, bottom of the ninth inning. Bottom of the ninth inning got bumpy, but if you watch enough baseball, you'll realize that it often gets bumpy. And for someone to have 24 saves the way that Carlos Estevez does, it's about results. And he's delivering the results. On pace for 44 saves this season, he'd be just the fourth pitcher in franchise history to do that. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Some love from the Rally Mantis on the text line. Some love for Seth Lugo, deservedly so. Lugo has a sub-3 ERA as a Kansas City Royal. That's 49 starts. He's the only pitcher in team history to have a sub-3 ERA through his first 49 starts. Seth Lugo simply, through the first 2 years, has been putting together one of the greatest two-year runs of any pitcher in Royals franchise history. 913-586-7965 as the Royals pitching staff becomes the fifth in baseball to reach 40 quality saves. Sadly, the other four teams that have already reached 40 quality starts also have a winning record. The Royals' record sits six games below 500. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Josh. How you doing? Yeah, it was a great game by the Royals. Lugo pitched real good, and the third run, boy, I tell you something, Bobby, you just that shows you how much skill he has to avoid the tag at home plate, yeah. For the third run. And congratulations for passing Big Mac, Cal McRae, for the road 23-game hitting streak.
Yeah, 23-game hitting streak, no doubt. I touched on that, Dan. Yep.
Yeah, he did that. The motion that Hal McRae did in 1982 and gave him the 133 RBI. So, great game by the Royals. Let's take care of business in the desert. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan. Nice to hear from you. Royals now 14-14 this season in one-run games. It's a nice place to be, seeing that they had lost their previous three games that were decided by one run or fewer. Seven of the last eight games have not gone the Royals' way when decided by one run. Tonight it does, and it does because your stars were stars, right? Seth Lugo and Carlos Estevez, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Vinny, by the way, since the month of April ended, he's now batting .312. Quickly from the text line, 913-586-7965 from the 816, Vern, is Jarren Duran a realistic option? His speed in front of Bobby would be electric the next 2 years. Yeah, no doubt. It's impossible not to love that ball player. He is just an electric factory. I brought his name up a couple of months ago with Fesco and Dusty. And maybe not a couple of months ago, right after the Red Sox traded Rafi Devers. You know, wondering if that was a carcass we could pick in Beantown. Because, yeah, Jaron Duran was, to imagine him, Bobby and Mikel, the five-tool talent punching you in the mouth right out of the gate. Oh, my gosh. If it is realistic, I would overpay for that. Oh, I would really overpay to jump the market to get a guy like that. I don't care if the trade is widely panned by experts. I'll overpay to bring the All-Star Game MVP to Kauffman Stadium. To have him put on a Royals uniform would be unbelievable. Guy in Gladstone's on the text line calling me out for betting against Seth Lugo. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I had that two-leg parlay. I thought the Mariners starter would have fewer than four strikeouts, and he did. And I didn't think that Seth Lugo would finish the sixth inning, and he did. Lugo goes 6 1/3 tonight, picks up the win against the Mariners, the first time he's ever beaten Seattle in his big league career. But yeah, he went 6 1/3, so once again I lose another bet on the On Deck Show, which is unfortunate. Chris Bubich is on the Hill tomorrow, and when he's on the Hill, I can hear Jay Binkley somewhere telling you, bet the strikeout over. It's July 4th. I always think of Binkley on July 4th because he loves watching those pigs just throw hot dogs down their gullet. Maybe we'll see if Bink wants to jump on the On Deck Show and make a Chris Bubich bet for us. Either way, Guy, thanks for listening to the On Deck Show, and thanks for keeping me honest here on the postgame show. Thanks to Julio Sanchez for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Happy 4th of July, America. I'll talk to you later on today. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.